It's The Bill Murphy Show. A daily one-on-one 30-minute interview featuring people from all walks of life. Available daily at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
With your digital broadcast for Friday, March 4th, 2011. Yes, it's Music Friday once again on the show. Brought to you as usual by Lulu's Bait Shack. Fresh Florida seafood, gigantic fishbowl drinks, and live music. Lots of it going on during spring break, and live original music night resumes right at the beginning of April, so we will get that back underway, and we'll be featuring a lot of the bands that appear on this show at Lulu's for the Wednesday night showcase, so be listening for details here on the show or go to Lulu's Bait Shack to find out about the next original music night that is happening there. Today, we welcome in Robert Goodman of the Robert Goodman Band as we bring you another Music Friday. We'll feature some of his music and learn about this great South Florida band in detail. How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing great today. It's awesome here in South Florida.
Where are you calling me from exactly? Now, you said I'm intrigued. What's the day job, is what I'm asking you.
I'm a high school history teacher in South Florida in Palm Beach County.
Wow, so fantastic.
From West Palm Beach.
Now, how long have you been doing that?
A long time, 16 years, but never giving up the music, always doing that at night and writing forever.
That's awesome. It's an admirable profession. It's always intriguing to find out what musicians do, you know, simultaneously while they're getting the career going. And, you know, it's good to have that release all the time. I know how that feels, always having a band going at one time or the other. And, you know, it makes that day job a lot easier to know that, you know, you got that going at the same time. So,
yeah, you've got something you really love. And, you know, you can't give it up if it's your passion anyway. So, really, you have no choice.
No, exactly right. So, tell me about the Robert Goodman Band. We're going to listen to some of the music that is coming out. I guess you have an album coming out on Forward Motion Records with our good friend Fernando later in, spring of this year. Is it on schedule?
Yeah, it's every now and then there's little roadblocks that get in the way, but we're still working to meet that that deadline at the end of April. You know, hopefully it'll get there, but I think it should be there. Well, the Robert Goodman Band, we've been together like 8 years in West Palm, even though I've been writing all my life. But I have a really great group of people, flautist Stephanie Shepherd, Rick Shepherd on fretless bass, Dave Rubenstein on guitar. He's kind of like Pat Metheny meets Eric Clapton. And,
oh, nice.
And Tim Moss on drums, excellent, excellent people. And, you know, it's something that you really can't search for. It just has to end up like, you know, like a stray dog come into your house. That's how the greatest band members, I think, ever show up.
Right, right. Very well put. And you talk about you have a flautist. Stephanie Shepherd is your vocalist and flautist now. Is that something that is part of every song? Is there?
Yeah, she backs up the band. You know, it's very just adding a little icing on the cake. And when we do live shows, I mean, we just recently brought her into the band about 2 years ago now, and so we're starting to feature her more. We might split the leads with a guitar. On the song "Why" that you're going to play today, she takes the first half of the lead, and then Dave picks up the rest. But she also sings backup as well, just like Dave does.
Yeah, I think I noticed that right away. You guys have a very unique sound, and you know that's great because it keeps it fresh. You get that female presence there, and you know, it's not the same thing all the way through, all the time.
Right, and you know, it's she's a classy lady, so it's not like any harsh female presence. It's a very enjoyable presence, and she does a great job. She was a flautist in Europe for many, many, many years, and actually in symphonies. So she has an excellent background, and she's got a free spirit.
Well, we're going to listen to some of that pretty soon. I guess the first song we'll play is "Why" here. We'll do it in a few minutes. But first, I want to learn a little bit about your music background. How did you get started? At what age were you discovering that you had musical talent and ability? Did your parents kind of guide you into it?
My parents never really guided me into it, but I was always involved in music. I started singing at 6 years old, you know, little kids' plays and things like that. My parents got divorced when I was very young, and, you know, I did see my parents, both of them, all the time, but we had a housekeeper named Noblesa, and she used to take me to gospel practice.
Ah.
And so, you know, at a very young age, I was, you know, experiencing those minor chords.
Right.
And the ad-libbing and soul, and I'm sure that touched me first. And then my biggest mentors were the Beatles. I mean, Abbey Road and Let It Be and all that. I just absorbed it right away and felt those melodies and those chord progressions and just the whole feeling. That was my big teacher.
So do you feel like your music ability is a result of your upbringing and your surroundings, environment, so to speak, rather than hereditary? I always love having that debate.
Well, you know, one other person I need to give credit to, my grandfather.
Ah.
I know my parents were, as I said, they were divorced, but every summer we stayed with my dad for, you know, about a month. And our grandfather used to sing us to sleep, and he was a World War I vet, so he used to sing us a lot of songs from Tin Pan Alley era.
Nice.
And so, which is a lot of the melodic, probably the same kind of stuff that Paul McCartney grew up on as well. The Tin Pan Alley, Gershwin, Harvest Moon, Give My Regards to Broadway, all that kind of stuff really has stayed with me. In fact, the beginning of Everything is Beautiful, which is the single, was really an ode to my grandfather in that Tin Pan Alley era. And you'll notice it with the scratchy record and the kind of monotone mid-range voice that I did with that.
Very, very nice. That explains a lot of the vintage feel on some of this music as well. And between that and the gospel, I mean, you were right away, you were learning about harmonies. You know, that was an automatic part of the music. And then, those intricate, emotional-sounding type chords, the sevenths and the minors and suspensions and stuff like that, you know?
And then you become a teenager, and then it's all rock and roll. You know, the
right.
70s was the best era. I mean, the 60s and 70s gave everyone, I think, the blueprint for what modern rock and pop and soul is really all about. And, music was therapy. I would listen to Elton John's Yellow Brick Road on an 8-track with the headphones, and it was a time I had lost my brother, an older brother. He was a hit and run, but in any case, the song Daniel, because my brother had gone to Europe and I'd never got to see him again.
Wow.
So I just dove right into it. It was just my area and totally absorbed that, just, of course, like the Beatles. I mean, all that British influence, you know, really, really took me somewhere. You know, I could feel it. And I play piano. So I that's something I taught myself. And I think those guys, gave me the foundation to hear those chords. And I just started tapping it out on the piano.
It's amazing when I discover how many people I have, Elton John and the Beatles. Well, obviously, everybody has the Beatles as an influence. But
right.
To learn about how many people actually had Goodbye Yellow Brick Road as part of their growing up like I did. And, you know, you always think you're the only one listening
right.
to these
Captain
records.
Fantastic.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all good. That's really, really great stuff. We're going to start listening to some of it right now. We're going to play one of the tunes, and then I want to get into the genre of this music. I love having the discussion about genres and how widespread genres are. So let's get into that. But to get a feel of what this band sounds like, here's why. And you already told us a little bit about this song. It's not the single for the record, but what was the main, the inspiration for Why?
I actually wrote this a couple of years. You know, we're involved in all this turmoil in the world. As it seems like that never ends anyway. It's always happening somewhere in the world. But now we're really feeling it. And it's just a song about, you know, why have we let it gone so far? I mean, we've gone through enlightenment periods. And, you know, we know right from wrong. And we know the essence of communication. But we just never really get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really takes each and every one of us to do that every single day. And we see a lot of it happening in the world. I mean, a lot of people are waking up, whether you're in Egypt or whether you're in Wisconsin, you know, having the power of voice, you know, and expression and trying to express it through truth and not just ideology and opinion. You know, we really need to get to that. And that's what this is really about. You know, I'm just an observation of this web of life we live in, and strands are falling everywhere. You know, we're not getting on the same page, but, you know, let's try to. But why have we let it get this far?
Excellent. You know, over the last decade, with all the stuff that we've been through as a nation and a world, I in the back of my mind, I always thought, you know, this is going to be the start of another music revolution for us. A lot of people are going to come out and start voicing this through music, and I can't wait to see what sort of era emerges from this. And here's an example of that. It's good to see that you guys are being topical about current events and such. Here's why. It's the Robert Goodman Band on Music Friday.
See the world in a different light, in a different space. Can you help me understand? This loss of love will share this web of light taken. Strands are falling everywhere. I need you and you and everyone around you to help bring all.
Why? The Robert Goodman Band on Music Friday. We were talking to Robert Goodman, and we were talking about the influences before that, and I heard him right off the bat. You can hear the Elton John. You can definitely hear the John Lennon influence there, and the best part about that is you're asking the questions about what's going on in the world today and staying current and up to date and sort of in tune with what's going on culturally. Really good stuff there, Robert.
Thank you, man. And I just want to say that our producer, Cliff Rawnsley, really had a a great hand in shaping that mix and engineering for us. He's a tremendous artist himself.
What a strange coincidence, because I know Cliff from a long time ago. I was involved with him in a band project for a short time many, many years ago. I'm not going to really reveal how many years ago, because it's a little...
It's all 6 degrees of separation.
Exactly,
sure.
Man. It's just but how long ago it was is more than anybody needs to know. But anyway, let's get into to what style of music this is. Now that we've heard one of the tunes, we're going to hear another one from you guys here in a few minutes, but I always love getting into this discussion. When I got on your website and we looked at, and I read a couple of bios and reviews and stuff and sort of descriptions of the band, you categorized as neo-progressive avant rock. And I always get a little giggle out of these genres. I know when you guys started the band, you probably didn't say, well, you know, we want to do a neo-progressive avant rock sound. You know, you sort of just like become a genre after you've got everything established, and everything is just spread out into so many different categories. Is that a good description of your band, do you think, or is that?
I think it's a pretty good description. It's just, you know, we're so eclectic. I mean, that you hear the influences of the past, and then we make it our own, give our own little spin on it. But we are we're the alternative to the what's going on in most commercial radio.
Mm-hmm.
We are avant-garde, so we're kind of new at what we're doing, and we are rock pop, so I think it really fits it.
You know, it's funny, if you go back 30 years or so and you think about it, music pretty much had, you know, rock, pop, blues, R&B, and classical. And now we've probably got 50 different categories that you could put music into.
It's crazy that it just can't be music, you know, that you have to pigeonhole. Because, you know, I don't want to be an artist that has to just do a song like the song I just did. I mean, there's soul and things involved in every element of whatever I write.
Right. And, you know, oddly enough, I think we're coming into a period in time where everything is sort of together and not so categorized. I think the days of, you know, pigeonholing radio station formats and entertainment, you know, into specific categories for specific audiences, you know, at specific times, I think we're kind of getting away from that, because I think people enjoy to hear a mixture of all different types of music in one show, you know, and it's not, I don't think we need to be so specifically geared to specific audiences like that, you know what I mean?
No, people need a choice. A few record labels shouldn't be, you know, deciding who the artist is, what the music is, and then the vast radio networks that are out there that then just spin the same 10 records over and over and over and over again until you like it.
Right.
You know, it's like brainwashing. So, you know, we need a little more freedom. We need some enlightenment. And right here on your show is a great example of where it's happening.
Yeah. I mean, if you just sift through, you know, the archives of my shows, you're going to hear all types of different stuff. And nothing, what's keeping, you know, the same person from listening to six different styles of music shows on my site? That's as an example. Now, I think in conclusion of that, and this is something I'm kind of excited about, is that I think with all the technology and everybody being so instantly connected to each other at all times and giving each other feedback back and forth, we're going to see a resurgence of independence and a lot of diversity at the same time. So I think that may be the good byproduct of all of the, you know, negative things that people talk about with the technology and MP3s and pirating and music sharing and all that. You know what I mean?
It's great. It's, you know, it's like the era of the first printing press.
Yes.
Once that was invented, then information was disseminated, analyzed, synthesized, recreated, and we're enlightened.
Right.
Here we are again.
Absolutely,
and
sir.
That's our job.
How philosophical of us.
Well, hey, there you go. It must be the history teacher in me.
There you go.
Which I'm thankful for that. I at least have had this experience for that as well. So.
Well, we're talking to Robert Goodman of the Robert Goodman Band. They're a South Florida band. They're in the process of finishing up their record that is going to be... What's going to be the title of this album once it's released?
Well, it's going to be the next... you're going to be playing the title track.
Oh, okay. So the single
Beautiful.
Everything is Beautiful is also the title track from it.
Which is on iTunes right now.
And I get the distinct pleasure of playing the extended longer version. I'm always a big fan of the extended full-length versions of stuff. So tell me a little bit about this odd beginning to this song, the intro.
Again, the intro, I heard, you know, like a distant past voice. I thought of my grandfather. I thought of the Tin Pan Alley, the crooner type of voice. And just introducing the song in this mystical little way that I did, and that was really the influence. And then bringing it into a modern, serious, you know, minor chordish type of intro then into the song. The song itself is a song that is about today again, and really the only way we're going to get to a new path is to get out of the little box that we live in, that we close ourselves in, and you have to believe that you can do that. I'm not telling anyone what to believe in, just believe that you can step out of that little box you live in and maybe see a whole new world and maybe even invent a new world. So that's just the hope in that song.
Everything is Beautiful, Robert Goodman Band, Music Friday.
Everything is beautiful. Everything is beautiful. You don't believe. You don't believe. You gotta step outside your box. You gotta step outside your box and see. You can't conceive lest you believe. You gotta step outside your box. You gotta step outside your box. And say, and say, and say. Thank you.
Everything is Beautiful, a Robert Goodman Band on Music Friday. We're talking to Robert Goodman, the composer, pianist, and singer on that one, if I'm getting everything correct. Nice stuff, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I have a couple of details to ask you about after hearing that song. First of all, I couldn't help but notice a great sounding strings in there. Are we talking about real string parts in there?
That's actually the Mo 8, the Yamaha Mo 8.
Very nicely done.
They have some really good string sounds, and if you work it right, you can get it done.
Well, you just said it for me. I was going to say it's one thing to have the nice string sounds in something, but knowing how to use it and get it into the mix and actually make them sound real and dynamic like that is a little bit of a chore, and it looks like you got it accomplished there. Very nice job.
You know, you can't do it unless you play piano, really. Piano is where you learn that, you know, the nuances of touching that key.
Right.
You know, just like touching a string, you know, it's very delicate.
Exactly. You guys are the ones that appreciate, you know, when you talk about a piano having, what's the word, the term they use for that? Now, why is that slipping my mind?
I'm not really sure what word you're looking for, but, you know, when you hit a note and, you know, the dynamics and you can hear every tone in just one little string, it almost sounds like it's one note is a chord sometimes, just the delicacy of... if that's the proper word.
Well, weighted, you know, the weighted and semi-weighted and non-weighted keys, right, on those pianos, that's very important to people like you guys.
I definitely play a weighted keyboard all the time. When I first started, I was playing, you know, regular synthesizers and, you know, like a 61 note, and then I bumped up to 8/8 keys. And once you do that, you just can't go back. You can't,
right.
You don't feel, even if it has a great sound, you're not feeling that as a piano.
Uh-huh.
Or an acoustic instrument at all. So it's very important, the instruments that you have and the tools that you use. And you should never substitute anything cheap, because it is you that's coming out of that. So you need to produce and get the proper instruments you need.
Now let's get back just a little bit one more time and revisit the whole message that Everything is Beautiful there. It's obviously, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory. It's an optimistic sort of... viewpoint to everything that's going on around you. Just sort of like stop and smell the roses and take note of what's going on all around you.
Yeah, but you can't do that unless you're willing to at least step outside the box a little bit. You can go back in your box if you want. If that's what you believe in, whatever that is, and you want to live in that area, it's great. It might be the best place to be.
Right.
But, you know, I always try to give a silver lining. I mean, I know what's going on in the world, and it's very hard, and I don't want to sit there and preach about it all day long, but I really, in my heart, including all my life, because really we came from a generation of Vietnam and so on, and watching bodies on the TV every night, and to now where we are, to think, God, we really haven't gotten that far, have we?
Mm-hmm.
And it's time that we really need to sit down, at least think about everything, find the commonalities, what makes us the same as each other, and try to hold on to that before we don't have anything to hold on to.
Right, exactly. Well, it's been a pleasure for me to turn people on to the Robert Goodman Band, and if you've heard a little bit of them and you want to hear more, we're just going to have to make you wait for the release of that record coming out sometime this spring on Forward Motion Records. We'll keep you posted, and maybe we'll have you on again, and you guys can maybe come by and perform live.
We'd love to do that. And, you know, don't forget, you can still carry us around by downloading Everything is Beautiful on iTunes right now.
Right. There's a couple of things I want to get from you before we wrap this up. But okay. First of all, I want you to give props to the members of your band again. I want you to mention them individually. And then let's get into where you guys will be playing over the next month or so and where people can check you out.
Okay, cool. Again, Dave Rubenstein on guitar and back of vocals. Stephanie
That was another thing. I wanted to give props to Dave and to you for including a guitar solo in that song. That's another thing that I think is coming back to music. For a while there, guitar solos were shunned. I don't know if radio labeled them as a waste of time or whatever it was, but we went through a period where we weren't hearing guitar solos, and now that seems to be coming back. Do you agree?
I agree. Or you heard it for like 10 seconds.
Right.
And I have this philosophy, you know, if you have some really good music and you have an artist on another instrument, you should let them play
exactly.
The verse, the bridge, the chorus. I know it's old school, but you know what? We need a little old school in the world.
I know. I'm telling you.
So,
old school is the new.
Exactly. You know, I mean, really, rock and roll is Beethoven. So, I mean,
that's
just
right.
With the drum and electrified. But, you know, Dave Rubenstein on guitar and back of vocals, Stephanie Shepherd on flute and back of vocals, Tim Moss on drums, and Rick Shepherd on fretless bass. And, you know, they're my family. I love them. And I, of course, do all the lead vocals and keyboard.
And you're the primary songwriter of all these pieces?
Yeah, I am. I would say it's probably 98% me. And,
gotcha.
But everyone has their signature all over it. You know, that's the one thing about being a writer is that, you know, nothing really gets born as far as a full song without the whole band.
Right.
Of course, you sit down, and if the song isn't there by yourself, it's not there. But most of my songs are there, so...
Mm-hmm.
We're playing next week with Fernando Perdomo of Dreaming and Stereo and also the president of Ford Emotion Records. He's having a CD release party for Dreaming and Stereo 2 at Pineapple Groove in Delray. It used to be City Limits, but it's an awesome room. You know, 25-foot ceilings, huge video screens, a great PA.
Mm.
It's going to be a really good event, and there's going to be an acoustic act at the beginning for 30 minutes, then the Robert Goodman Band. And then Fernando's band, it's a $5 cover, and that's March 11th, which is Friday next week. And then the next night, we're going to be playing at the Funky Buddha in Boca. It's between Glades and Yamato on Federal Highway. And it's a cool little tiny beer and wine and hookah bar. It's a music venue as well, so when you go there, you're going to hear music and you're going to hear it at the proper volume. It reminds me of some little hideaway place you might find in Atlanta or New York or something.
Right.
It's really cool.
Wow, Funky Buddha and the Pineapple Groove
right.
just sound like two very, very, very hip places.
Yeah, very cool places.
Yeah.
And then after that, we usually play once a month at a place called The Living Room in Boynton Beach, Florida. It's off of Gateway in Congress.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, it's like a living room. And they have comfort food and good beer and wine and good music. So, it's nice to have places that actually acknowledge original music. I mean, we never play one cover tune. We never have. We've been, you know, working hard to keep that as a reputation and that, you know, we'll say no to, not that cover bands are bad, but, you know, I'm not a Bourbon Street band. I'm off Bourbon Street, you know.
Right, right.
Where the music actually happens. So,
absolutely. That's excellent stuff. So, and then also right. people can find you at robertgoodmanband.com.
That's right.
And I suppose they can track the progress of the record and find out about the release dates and specific CD release parties and stuff at forwardmotionrecords.com as well.
So. That as well, too. You know, and you can go to either site. If you go to my site, you can email me there as well and get on our email list because we'd love to see you. It takes not just the artists, but, of course, the fans and people that love music. And, of course, it takes Bill, your radio station, to help it all happen. Because without you guys, really, our voices are mute.
Nope. You know, we're all in charge these days. So if you're digging it, you know, spread it around. You're part of the process now. Everybody with this independence, it's all up to us to keep it going. So if you like it, everybody's got their Facebooks, their MySpaces, and every place to spread stuff like this around, and we appreciate everybody's help in doing that with the show and with these bands that we showcase for you.
And also, you know, you can Facebook me at Robert Goodman, just Robert Goodman on Facebook. I'm in South Florida, and you'll see a picture of me or the band, so you'll know it's the right Robert Goodman.
We have had all these links posted on the page like we always do, so hopefully people have been browsing your website and reading about you and looking at pictures while they've been listening to the show as well, which everybody can do every time we bring you one of these programs. Robert Goodman Band on Music Friday for this edition on Friday, March 4th, 2011. Everybody have a great weekend. Robert, I really appreciate you coming on, and we look forward to having the rest of the band come by after the album's released.
We appreciate that, Bill. On behalf of the band, I'd like to thank you.
Thanks very much. Hang on for just one second, and we'll say goodbye, but let me wrap things up here. Tell everybody have a great weekend, and spread the link for this show around so we can help spread the word of the Robert Goodman Band, and we'll catch you back here. Very interesting shows lined up for next week, right here.
Log on each weekday for another edition of The Bill Murphy Show at BillMurphyShow.com. If you'd like to be a guest, send an email to Murph@BillMurphyShow.com. That's M-U-R-P-H at BillMurphyShow.com. A Murphonics Media Production.